It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Out of Germany, mate, and also a story out of, I don't know, maybe 2003 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Zoom and blah, 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 blah. That's a time machine.
Yeah.
Eric Clapton, right? Now, if you're not familiar with Eric Clapton, he is a musical legend, right? Out of the 70s was probably his kind of prime.
Yeah.
I believe he was in a band called Cream, but his solo gear is probably what's made him a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure.
He certainly had a lot of commercial success. He graced us with such bangers as.
Nah. Oh, that's a remix. Because it's, what's his face? Anyway, I don't know if that's his original. Sorry, anyway, yeah.
No, I love that because you always go. You're awesome. You're like, actually, that song was first released in 1937 by Little Billy D. It's more of a like a New Orleans.
Okay,
like,
I'm sorry.
That's why
JJ Cale.
Yeah, I know JJ Cale. He did a version also. He also did this one.
I love this song.
I believe this was...
about his son that passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fell off a balcony.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
Horrifying.
Anyway, this. Now, this one was actually first released in 1943.
I wasn't going to go there, okay?
And also one of his better ones that you may or may not be familiar with. And I would have to say that it is my favourite.
Yeah.
Is, wait, just let this play out. As I wrangle the system, how good do you watch that in live, in real time? I was flicking things around to make sure this plays.
I think the younger generation would know this as well.
Yeah.
This song would definitely, it crosses generations.
I like to... just grow a 5 o'clock shadow and get myself a packet of Winnie Blues and just go to little dive bars, sit there and sing this and punch ciggies, drink whiskey. Anyway, so I think that's it for the time for the story. So just quickly.
I did like that, though.
A 55-year-old widow from Germany has been ordered to pay thousands of dollars to Eric because he found out that she was selling a bootleg CD of his online for about $15 Australian. So for €9.95. She believed her husband bought the CD from a reputable outlet back in the 80s.
Yeah.
She claimed to be entirely unaware that she was committing copyright infringement by trying to sell it on. Regardless, a German judge has thrown the book at her, ordering the woman to pay both parties legal fees to the tune of about $5,500. She's also been warned that if she does proceed to sell the CD, she'll cop a much heftier fine of around $395,000.
Oh, man.
And face up to 6 months behind bars. Now, Eric Clapton and his manager have defended the decision to sue the woman.
Yeah.
Because by saying Germany's a country where sales of bootleg and counterfeit CDs are rife because, again, it's 2003 and LimeWire's still a thing.
Yeah.
Damages the industry and customers with poor quality and misleading recordings. So they've said, look, it's not that much. Sure, Eric, it's not that much to you, but this woman's like a widow. 55-year-old widow who's just trying to make her way in the world by burning CDs and selling them online. And here's you coming in and stinging her for $5,500. How good is this?
I don't want to do this to you, but you mentioned LimeWire in 2003. Yeah. I just want to say it was actually Metallica and Napster 2001. Just...
Okay.
Okay.
And this one was originally released in 1964 by Billy D and the Sunshine Band. It's just... sit back and enjoy this. Because why not?
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
The old board game.
Oh, yes.
Everyone gets around. Yeah. They get a... couple of bloody cinnamon Bailey's eggnogs under their belt.
Do they?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they rip into a game of Monopoly, and then it's like 2:30 in the morning. You're like, why are we still playing?
I know. Let's just get this over with. Mm. Yeah.
So the advice is to avoid it if you can. This
games?
Yeah.
Or Monopoly?
Or just board games in general, just because they can be quite a flashpoint.
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't drink. Triggered. Don't drink and play.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
If you have to. Specifically, Monopoly, they've released some tips that may end the arguing and allow you to all enjoy the well-known board game this Christmas.
So you just follow the rules, and as Monica says, rules make it more fun.
Mm. I've got some tips for you here, though, that could help you dominate.
Oh!
And so at least you can be the winner.
Okay, good. All right.
Because that's important.
Yeah.
If there is an argument, the main thing is to win it.
Yes. Right? Always, at all costs.
Important lesson for life for any kids listening.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever it takes.
What? Yes.
Including getting tips off the internet. First tip is to buy property at every turn. You may already think that you can only buy a property if you land on it, but you can actually auction every property any player lands on. Okay? So, say you and I are playing.
Yeah.
And I land on a property.
Yes. Right?
It's 400. Mm. And I say, buy that one, or maybe I don't have enough money to buy that one, whatever. You don't then just move on. You actually auction it.
Oh, so you can say, all right, who wants this?
Yep, goes to the highest bidder. So cool. It might end up going for more than 400, but you might pick up one of the blue chip properties for the same price as like Whitechapel.
Right.
Or whatever.
Okay.
So that is well and truly within the rules, is to auction off but you do it by choice. So if you land, you can then auction. And you can.
But then you're giving people more opportunity for houses. And you might make some money, but really you want houses.
You can get it. So say you don't want to pay 500. Say it's the most expensive one on the board. Say you don't want to pay the 500 bucks.
Mm.
You can, if you go, nah, I don't want to pay this 500, I'm going to auction it and it'll go to the highest bidder, but it may only go for 350. It might be you that gets it. So you're saving yourself 150 bucks. Tactic.
No, that's stupid.
Okay, thanks for that. Appreciate your contribution.
Well, I'm just running with a theme.
Free parking is not a thing, according to Hasbro. Mm-hmm. Well, it hasn't been. It wasn't until 2015 when they said, all right, look, we'll accept that that's how some people play it at home, but putting free parking, like all the community chest fines and stuff in the middle, and then whoever lands on free parking gets the money, not a thing. So free parking is literally a space on the board where you can just chill. So, you know, when it gets hot at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And every kind of square you land on is costing you thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Free parking is just a bit of a breather.
Right. Just to see other people go broke and hopefully you can Bradbury it.
Yeah. And it makes sense to me because, I mean, who hasn't kind of sat in their car in the car park and just needed a moment?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
Especially at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling you.
Make the most of jail. They say while you're in jail, you can collect rent on your properties.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can just sit in there. So particularly, again, at the end of the game when things get hot and you're spending a lot of money by paying rent as you go around the board, don't. Stay in jail.
But you can't just stay in there because then you have to roll. And it's the roll of the dice to get out, or you can use get out of jail free.
Yeah, but even if you've got to get out of jail free card, don't use it. Just roll.
Just stay there.
Try and stay there as long as you can. And then it just kind of gets into basic stuff. Oh, railroads, that's the other one. Stay.
Doing what?
Gets into like basic kind of obvious stuff, like buy or trade properties to stop others completing a monopoly. That's the game, guys.
That's not a tip.
You're just telling me what the game is.
Oh, my God. I just got the name of the game.
Mm.
So that you have a monopoly on.
Yeah.
Tom! Wow.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Lauren Tomas.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
So Jimmy and I went for a beach walk yesterday. We took Wombi down. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Dogs everywhere. Love
it. Nice, yeah.
Yeah. And none of them wanted to come up for a pat, which is fine. I mean, you can't force that sort of behaviour. But also, that's what I love most about my walks too, is yes, it's nice Jimmy and I together. Wombi's there, but also randomly patting dogs. It's the best.
I know. I've been with you in public.
I know.
Very hard. Oh, a squirrel.
I know. And then so we walked all the way and then we were walking back, right? And we were about to leave. And then this tiny little Jack Russell, and it was like a furry Jack Russell too.
Like a long hair.
Yeah. I didn't even know. Where have I been? Long haired Jack Russells are a thing. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. He comes running over. I was like, oh, hello, hello, little one. Poochie. And then Wombi. Poochie.
It goes longer, guys. It does the voice.
I'm
goes,
keeping it under control.
Yeah.
Right. He run over. He went up to Wombi for a sniff and they're having a sniff or whatever. But his owner was on the stairs calling him, like, I don't know what his name was. But he was calling him over, obviously, because he'd run to see us.
Gavin. And, Gavin.
Gavin.
Gavin. Come
Gavin,
here.
Come
Gavin.
Back. Right?
Gavin.
Anyway, and then so we started walking up to the stairs. And Gavin, for want of a better name, was following us, right? And then the owner of Gavin was like, hey, you know, come on, Gavin. But he wasn't going. So I knew Gavin was liking me.
I just realised we probably should have gone with Jack, given it was a Jack Russell.
No, but well, too bad. I'm not changing it now.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Gavin.
It's too confusing.
No, no.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. No, sorry. I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry I brought it up.
So Gavin should've the Jack Russell, Jack. Right? He's there and he comes over to me. So then I hold him so that his owner can put the clip on.
Yeah.
Right? Put his lead back on. But because I was focused on Gavin, the dog, I then kind of went, oh, and I like backed up. And I backed up right into this guy. Like, as in... Like in an awkward fashion. Like I knelt down.
Yeah.
I knelt down to hold little Gavin.
Yeah.
And then I kind of raised my caboose up and I backed it straight into the sky.
And did he then go boing and fly into the ocean?
Like, no.
Whoa!
No. And then he went, oh, sorry. Like, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uncomfortable for
as
all.
As you do, yeah.
Right? And so I'm like, oh, no, that's okay. And then I was embarrassed. I was like, oh, God, I just backed up into this guy. Anyway, so then he started walking up the stairs with his dog and walked off. And then Jimmy and I and Wombi started walking up. And so there was a little bit of space, but still. I mean, I wasn't right behind him. There was a little bit of space.
Yeah.
And then so I said to Jimmy, I whispered, I'm like, oh, my God, did you see that?
I backed up into him.
And then Jimmy answers me at full volume. You backed up into him. And I'm like, oh, my God. Jimmy.
No spatial awareness whatsoever.
There's two type of people in this world. People that answer a whisper back with a whisper and people that answer at full volume.
Yeah.
If I'm whispering, don't answer in full volume. I thought we all understood that.
Yeah.
Now the guy knows that I know that I backed up into him and it was weird and I'm sorry. But it's all Jimmy James' fault. It's got nothing to do with me.
I still feel like we should have gone with Jack for the dogs.
Tom and Long. K-Rock.